We continue this week's comedy theme by looking back on an interview that my brother Tom and I did a few years ago with Cheech Marin, one half of the comic duo Cheech and Chong. Cheech Marin is also one of the leading collectors of Chicano art.
Cheech, we want to talk about your art in a minute, but first we've got to ask what is no doubt on the minds of many of our listeners. Where is Chong these days?
I don't know. It wasn't my turn to watch him.
We read that you first met Tommy Chong when you were living in Vancouver, Canada. What were each of you doing at the time, and how was the idea for Cheech and Chong born?
Well, I had moved to Vancouver from Alberta, where I was living before being a potter. I was a potter in the woods, living a very hippie existence. And I moved to Vancouver, and I was introduced by a mutual friend of ours who was an editor of a rock and roll magazine called Poppin'. And Tommy had started this improvisational theater company in his family's topless bar. Yeah.
Wow.
It was Vancouver's first topless bar. It was called the Shanghai Junk. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, he wanted to do improv theater, but he put it in this topless bar, so it became Topless Improv.
Okay.
Which is about as much fun as a young boy can have.
Okay, when many of us think Cheech, we of course think back to some of your marijuana-related humor back in the 70s. To what extent do you think that image helps or hurts you in your other endeavors today?
It does both, or it did both, really. It only helps now because we have, you know, such a long history, and then generations of growing up with those movies. And once I got past the barrier of only being seen that way and into other fields, then that kind of legacy only enhances.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure a lot of people out there listening are wondering, how is Cheech Marin like the Cheech of Cheech and Chong, and how is he dislike or not like?
Well, Tommy used to always say that Cheech and Chong were actually who we were when our wives weren't around. I'm very unlike that character in that I was basically very educated and sophisticated, you know, and I address these issues through a very kind of relatively primitive mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the first Cheech and Chong movie was Up in Smoke,
yeah,
and it made over $100 million. Did that type of success set you up financially for life?
Nothing ever does set you up financially for life, son. It did very well. You know, I had a split with my ex-wife, but it did very well.
So in retrospect, you did Up in Smoke for your ex-wife?
Well, a part of it.
And do you still take cuts off the movies that you did? Do you get video and DVD sales and rentals?
You know what? I've gotten the same royalty check for Up in Smoke for 22 years.
And is that a...
It's a substantial check, and it comes everywhere. I mean, it gets rented by mostly cable networks, you know?
Yep.
And worldwide for 22 years, big check.
Okay, let's switch gears now and talk about your current passion, Chicano art. Give us a quick primer on Chicano art. I mean, what is it, and when did your passion get sparked?
Chicano art is obviously art made by Chicanos. Chicanos are Mexican-Americans born in this country of Mexican heritage or parentage. And that's what distinguishes it as a school, is the Chicano experience through an artistic endeavor, whether it's historical or emotional or philosophical or abstract. All these various viewpoints give you a big picture of what it is to be Chicano.
And Cheech, we do have a lot of investors listening to the Motley Fool radio show, and some of them collect art. What portion of your assets do you have in your art collection? Is this a majority of what you own in this world? Is this a small minority? Where are you in that?
No, this is a good stake. I mean, it's maybe about a fourth of my portfolio.
That's mm-hmm. great.
Yeah.
You know,
I've made a lot of money in art over the years. Over the years, I started, when I very first had money to buy art, I started buying Art Nouveau and Art Deco really early 70s before anybody knew what it was.
And Cheech, looking back over your life, what has been your smartest investment, an investment of money or an investment of time?
Well, investment of money, land.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a true Mexican. I'm just married to the land, and but this worked out for me. Second best investment has been art.
Mm-hmm.
I've done very well in the art market, you know, but you find something that you like, you learn all about it, and you try to get in early and buy the best examples that you can. The worst investment, probably stock market.
Is there one that stands out, a particular stock?
No, I have a portfolio that I trust to an investment manager, and they generally have a nice, varied portfolio of stocks, but, you know, as the market went down, so did my life savings.
Okay, let's close with our buy, sell, or hold game. We're going to be tossing out things happening in our society, people or events, and asking you, if they were stocks, would you be buying, selling, or holding? And a sentence or two about why.
All right.
You ready? Okay.
Sure.
Let's start off with legalizing marijuana. Buy, sell, or hold?
Buy.
Why?
It's a growth industry. At some point, it's going to be legal, just like beer. And if you get into the marijuana futures, you'll probably always make a lot of money.
And let me ask, how is it going to eventually become legal?
I think that there's going to be a critical mass of people that indulge and or see the benefits of it, both medically and whatever, that it and as more and more legislators get of that age and of that experience, there's going to be a critical mass that's going to send it to the other side.
Okay, and since your work has been featured in The Lion King and others, buy, sell, or hold voiceover work?
Oh, buy. Every time I get a royalty check, I thank my lucky stars. You know, and you can get serendipitous, too. When I did The Lion King, I just did it, you know, because I wanted my kids to hear me in an animated feature. And it was relatively little, the fee that I got was a standard fee. However, that movie went on to
huge
be the biggest video cassette seller ever, and then the soundtrack was enormous.
So are you getting a royalty check once a year from that? Is that how this works?
Yes, sir.
And will you do it for our listeners? Cheech, will you give us the voice of Banzai the Hyena?
Well, we could eat whatever lying around. Get it? Lying around.
Okay, last one up then. Buy, sell, or hold the possibility of a Cheech and Chong reunion.
Sell. And why?
I ain't going to happen.
And that's all we'll get out of him. That's Cheech Marin. Cheech, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
My pleasure.